Like to call the meeting to order and stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We're going to start by having the public hearing for the zoning regulation. Okay. Joe, did you want to tee it up and then I'll pass it off to our...
Yes, sir. I'll give a little, I'll read the notice. That way we all know what we're here for. So this is the notice. I'm reading the notice. The notice of select board public hearing. The place was here in Fairhaven Town Office. Today, September 30th, 2025. The time is 6:30. The purpose of this hearing is to amend the Town of Fairhaven zoning regulations by incorporating subdivision regulations in Appendix E and adopting zoning language in Section 929 for areas within a state-designated neighborhood development area under State Law 24 VSA Chapter 76A and a state-designated neighborhood under State Law 24 VSA Chapter 139. The full text and written report of the proposed amendment was available. Zoning bylaws were available to be reviewed here in Fairhaven Town Office.
Bob, would you like to share with us some of the things that changed?
I don't know if I want to share everything, but I'll tell you why we did it. Let's go with that. The subdivision regs are a required part of the downtown designation that we're trying to attempt to get in under the wire. It's the state requires that as part of the downtown designation. The downtown designation, for those of you that may not know, is good for the town in that it helps us with granting things like that, but it also will give us some relief from Act 250, which was the main impetus for the select board to tell the zoning commission to try to adopt that. So we're on our way. We've got the subdivision was probably the most difficult thing to come through. It's a very involved process. But I think one of the positives, if you read the zoning regs, what you'll see is it's a step by step process. So any developer comes in will have that in front of them. They'll come to the planning commission. One of the provisions in there is that the planning commission will designate whether it's a large, not tell me if I'm saying large, but large or small development.
But yes,
it's something like. Anyways, if it's a big development, then they have to go through a much more rigorous process. But it covers the towns because they have to make the roads up to code. They have to bury the lines. Have the right curb cuts, and it's all there. So they won't be surprised by it. And I think that's the most advantageous thing for a developer. It's there. And you know, there's no question. And it's not something that the planning commission can come in later and say, well, we really want you to bury your cables, we want you to have these curb cuts, we want this, we want that. It's all in there. And sidewalks are designated and everything that should be there is there. And so I think overall, it's a positive step for us. It's the good news is I think we, Logan Solomon and the board and the commission, pared it down from a rather large possibility of one town has a 90-page zoning division. We have I think 14 or 16 pages. That.
Which feels like me.
Yeah, when you go through it, it sure does. But as I said, without repeating myself more than once, I think it's good for the town, and I think it's good for a developer. They'll have the step by step, and anybody that's interested in a development can check what they're doing and can check their progress and their provisions in there for us to check progress as we go. So the planning should check progress and probably the zoning administrator, but would do the initial. So I, in general, without getting very specific,
excuse me,
it's a very good law for us. And the section 929 is essentially enabling language to allow us to do the zoning, the subdivision also. Introduce us. It's a one paragraph statement that, that says we can do this.
I know we're fortunate to have two of the members of the Planning Commission here. Does Ann or Sam have anything you want to add?
I don't think so. I think Bob did a pretty good job.
Okay.
There's always that possibility.
No,
it's a super.
Well, I think it'd be a good thing.
Yeah, nothing to add. I'm eager to see what kind of development these changes can stimulate. And I'm hopeful for the future. I think it's going to be good for the downtown.
Questions from board members?
I was just going to, are we allowed to ask questions on this? Anybody? So is there different rules for, or zoning rules for existing? Is this just people wanting to build in the middle of town or existing buildings that are here?
It's generally for any development that comes after these rules are adopted. And it's almost entirely focused on large development.
So somebody that wants to build something, yeah, versus take something that's already pre-existing, right, and add to it.
Right.
Okay. All right. That makes more sense to me now. Thank you.
Just, it's off topic a little bit, but just to be prepared, we are going to give you historic regs for downtown, which come with some restrictions for the historic buildings in the downtown. But it's not fair. We try to keep it, that one pops up, but we try, and I'll say this again, when they come, but we try to keep them as least restrictive as possible. So that's coming. Hopefully we're going to adopt those tomorrow. And we'll submit them to you soon after that. But it doesn't, the intent wasn't to be restrictive, it was to be more informative and to cover the town's butt. So we're not, for instance, we don't get into a situation like this way, that way, which was thrust upon the town afterwards, and the town and ended up owning a poor road and a bad infrastructure in general. So
mm-hmm.
Hopefully that can't happen with these goals in place.
Any more questions or comments from the board?
I don't have any this time.
Any questions or comments from people that came to me?
Paul Corby, Academy Street. One question of Mr. Richards. You mentioned in the beginning that this has to be with downtown, or is this the whole town of Fairhaven?
The subdivision rules will affect the whole town of Fairhaven, but they're one of the requirements for the downtown designation.
Okay, so it basically would take in, like if we want, when they're going to have something at the end of my street, Academy, yes, Street, or say, I don't say an addition, but say something happened out here at Skyline.
Mm-hmm.
If they wanted to expand somewhere out there, however, either internally or externally, they would have to follow
those
rules.
Yeah. So if, for instance, the idea, there's talk of, there's all kinds of rumblings of what could happen at the end of Academy out there and the property there with it.
That's one of, I can say, my concerns,
yeah,
but I was also thinking of other areas like just north of town on 22A for any development within the town.
Yep.
It would take place there if there was to be destruction and then rebuilding of something.
Well, it's hypothetical, but there are, what it does for both sides it gives the developer, he can see what he's up against, so he can budget his and his work time and his money spending on exactly what he needs to do. And the other positive maybe for the developer is if they're in the right, there's a whole bunch of rules and regs for the Act 250, but they may get some relief with some of the Act 250 for the people that are concerned of their property, their joint and stuff. It's the same thing. There's a step-by-step process in how to build a subdivision, and if it's a large subdivision, which I think we thought was around 5 units, more than 5 units, we were going to call a large subdivision. And that means that they have to adhere for it's strict, but it's not restrictive. But it gives both sides the ability to check each other. You know, you'll be able to see what's going on, and you'll be able to see a plan that covers that these particular subdivision regulations will dictate.
Okay, are these? You mentioned 14 pages. Are these available? I just got this from Joe. And Joe, I want to thank you for giving me.
They should be online.
This is what I've been trying to find online.
If not, they will be.
They will.
Right. And if they are right now, they're at the Rutland Planning Commission site, aren't they?
Well, they are. I see. I don't know.
That's where I would find them. I was going to look there.
There should be a copy at the town clerk's office. And you could make a copy from there. Yeah.
Okay. And also, one other question that it may or may not have to do with exactly what you're talking about, but the historical, I heard about that. When are those meetings coming up? Because I'm very interested in the historical part of this.
The next meeting we have is the commission has a meeting here tomorrow night at 7:30.
7:30.
And what we will do is hopefully adopt some fine-tuned regulations, and that's, I don't know, what's that, 4 or 5 pages to add to the zoning board. And that, what that does is that's specifically for the historic district downtown, so around the park and out as far as St. Mary's School in this way.
Okay.
And they will. There are actually buildings that are mentioned, and there are certain restrictions on what you can do to change the face of a historic building, things like that.
Would it go to like the railroad tracks and out River Street to the underpass or something?
No,
like
I don't
go. It doesn't go that far. It's not that. It's basically downtown,
downtown,
up on the hill.
Yeah, yeah. I think you go a little into Maple Street. Down to the library, and it kind of cuts over and cuts up the Catholic church and the old Catholic school, and a little bit out West Street and down behind.
I'd like to give because we have a half hour a chance for you. Acted like you had a question, Rose.
My question actually had to do with the Act 250, but it sounds from the comments the stuff he's been saying that we don't really have specific idea of what Act 250 relief this will provide, do we?
Not yet. And one of the things is how if the from the downtown designation. You get a circle of a half mile to get some of that relief. However, because of the configuration of the town, that circle may look like that. And that gives us a little more possibilities for development on the north end of town where we're looking, you know, there had been some interest once. And
it's like on the other side of Shaw's.
The other side of Route 4 off Airport Road up in there. It's that's pushing the envelope a little bit, but it's
but it opens that up for that.
Yeah. It would be very, very helpful if somebody wanted to develop there. But one of the things they would have to do is make the infrastructure to that place, for instance, compatible with this. So that would be good for the town.
So instead of a circle, you're more in
a radius.
Yeah, we're and that's not, that won't be finalized until we get the downtown designation. And that's
who makes the decision on that? The state?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's been a rather more involved process than you would expect.
And would that also, Bob, be like planning commission meetings with when you're talking about the different designations, not only downtown, but you're working on things like neighborhood? I read something in the minutes about a neighborhood and something else in the early phases. Is that something that would be helpful for someone who's having those kind of Act 250 questions?
Yeah, I don't know that it's going to affect that. It just tells people that if they're going to do a major subdivision, they have to follow X amount these rules. Mm-hmm. Do a small one, to do less.
Okay.
Neighborhood.
On a map, it was something in a map that they
bought. It was before we started working on the actual downtown.
Right. So we had to just kind of expand what we're doing for historic district. That was that mapping that we did. That you were involved with that.
I think it's the future land use.
Yeah,
I'm referring
to that. That goes all the way to the other side of Skyline.
Well, that I wanted to get to Mr. Corby's question of, hey, how did it come up on the hill? Well, they got talking about that in the map, the regional planning, about a neighborhood designation that it would be on the map is including some of that.
And that would allow it. For instance, it's different than this, but it allows development at Skyline. That could be questioned if it wasn't involved. Mm-hmm. And they're eligible, once again, they're eligible for gratitude.
And I didn't mean to take us down a different path. Because in this public hearing, we're talking about basically the change to subdivision regulations that are there. Yeah. Any other questions around the subdivision regulation changes? Any other questions or comments to where we have, you know, often we don't have that we have a captured audience, planning commission here. Anything else? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn the hearing.
Close the hearing.
I'll
motion to close the hearing on the new bylaws.
I'll second.
All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
We just close the meeting and we're going to let Peg TV set up. We're still on
recording.
All right. I'd like to call the meeting back to order. We've finished our first half hour where we had our public hearing on zoning regulations. So now I'm going to go to item 3 in our agenda. Amendments to the agenda.
Sir, I have 2 for the board if they agree. One, I would like approval to move a grant to the state for old school bagels. This is the business grants that we help our local businesses apply to.
Under new business?
Under new business C. And also under new business D, the loan document finally came through for the water project that's going on South Main. And the board would need to sign that.
And it's so a grant for the bagel business and
a loan document signed.
The grant, what I heard, the grant for bagels.
Old school bagels is the business.
Oh, all right.
Such one of Ruby's Burstones to be.
That was, oh, Got it.
Gentleman named
Do I have someone who wants to make a motion to add under new business item C, grant for old school bagels, and D, loan documents for our
waterline project?
Waterline project.
I'll make a motion that we do both of them.
I will second that motion.
We know what we're doing. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Let's go to approval of the minutes from September 16th.
I will motion to approve the minutes as written.
I second the
motion. Was made and seconded. Any comments, questions, omissions? If not, all those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Just approve minutes. Department head reports.
Move fast. Okay, that's me. Okay, report from the police department. Over the last 2 weeks, our police department has arrested three. We've had 55 traffic or municipal violations. We've had one car crash in town. And we've completed 8 sets of civilian fingerprints. As the chief said, steady record. From my office, we'll lean into Public Works. Public Works right now, they're doing the shoulder work on the roads that have been paved. So if you go up to Scottsdale, you'll see the guys up there with a couple of trucks and a machine. They're laying down shoulders along that road. They'll also be hitting the dump road when this week or early next. So just keep your eyes open for them. They're hauling gravel for that. They're also doing some black topping, patching up some holes. They've been doing a good job with all of that. They're also doing a good job cleaning the old barn, and it's still moving up to the old barn. We need to thank Mr. Greeno for helping with the salt spray. That project's coming along really great. Thank you, Mr. Greeno. I know it's a lot of work. The guys have also been doing a nice job with equipment maintenance. Right now they're fighting with the bucket loader, but I think those parts are coming in soon. So we'll more on that. So I've been writing a few grants lately. I just submitted an AARP grant for winter placemaking. I requested $2,000 from them to buy 12,000 feet. I'm sorry, $2,000 from AARP to buy 12,000 feet of string lights. The goal is to light the trees and light up the park for Christmas. This is something that a lot of folks have been asking for. It's something we want to try to do. I'm also helping out the library with a grant. I've completed one for them, and I'm going to go to their board tomorrow to talk about it. And they have some repointing that needs to be done on that building for the brickwork. We thank Public Works. They cleaned out the drains over here on Carnarvon for that project that we just finished. They cleaned that out before they hooked that project up, so that way all the junk doesn't go into the new, I was going to call it.
What do we call that?
I don't know. I don't know what I would call that. Yeah. I was going to say cistern, but that's not right.
The stormwater mitigation project?
Yeah, stormwater mitigation.
Yeah. So separates the sediment.
Yep. Yeah. Last food truck frenzy is next week. We did ask Bob to come down so he can set up a table. And try to generate business for him. I'm going to go out to our businesses tomorrow and see if we want to put up a local business table to kind of generate some foot traffic for our brick and mortar buildings, our brick and mortar businesses. So I'll be out there tomorrow. As part of our attempt to generate a little bit of revenue, we sold 25,000 gallons of water to the railroad over the last few months when they were doing that work down here.
Did you say 25,000?
Yes. As a heads up to the board, Seal Hunt has resigned from the EDDP, formerly known as the EDC. We'll be posting, we're looking for more volunteers for the EDC if anybody's interested.
Okay. No, problem.
A1, the drain company, finished up the sewer repairs here in Town Hall. They were here for, I think, 2 days, and they replaced if not all of that sewer line, most of the sewer line under the building. A lot of it was rotten and leaking, and even that main pipe that went straight down into the ground, that sucker was cracked and leaking. So that fixed the air quality problem we had in town hall. And then on the second, which is Thursday, Mike from the water department and I are meeting with the engineers to talk about replacing the filters in the water plant. And then there's a leak coming out of that wall. We're going to talk to him about possibly repairing that too. So this is the very first conversation for both of these things. So it's a long-term project, but we're starting to move that forward. Upstairs, Mr. Wilson and I have been picking away at the ceiling. I got more demo done yesterday, and Mr. Wilson put up, this is the barber, Mr. Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Wilson put up a couple of panels, so it turned out really good. So this project is not going to be as bad as all that. It's going to take time to just pick at it, but we're getting there. We're making progress with the concerts. Erica has lined up contracts and bands for next summer. We're waiting for those folks to send those contracts back. On the 18th, we're having our thank you dinner for our volunteers for the concerts. Those invitations went out. And I signed up for a development conference on the 30th of October. It's up in, I think, Burlington. But Dominic Cloud is going to be one of the speakers. He's from St. Albans. He did a great job with their city, revitalizing their downtown. I really like the way he approaches development, using his community's ability to finance things to get projects done. If anybody's interested, I can give you the link. I think it's worth a listen. He approaches things a little bit differently than most communities do. I think that's all I got for you. That's what I have written down.
Questions for Joe?
I have one. You said CO resigned from the EEDC. What is the EEDC?
Economic Development Downtown Partnership.
It was formerly the EDC. It is now the EDDP.
Oh, okay. So I wrote that down wrong because I heard different letters.
You will hear those two used interchangeably still, okay. But the current name and acronym is the EDDP.
Okay.
There's a meeting next Tuesday still.
Yes.
So EDEP is a new
EDDP.
EDDP.
Economic Development and Downtown Partnership.
Oh my God.
It's a lot.
So,
if I recall correctly, the name was the recommendation of.
Ties into the downtown designation and everything that's going on.
Yeah.
It's EDDP. It's not my GC.
Any other questions? Sure.
I did have a question. With respect to Food Truck Frenzy, I heard the recommendation made from a few people that we do something to increase the amount of lighting around the crosswalk and the area over in front of the downtown block relative to what we had last time around. Has that already been taken into consideration, do you know?
So we did talk about that. I do have 500 feet of lights, that I think Friday we're going to go out and figure out where we're going to string these. The crosswalk and trying to connect downtown with the park so that way we can get some flow right there is important. Yeah.
Anything else for them? Moving right along. Old business, there isn't any. So we're going to go to new business, and I see under A, liquor license, FTF, Food Truck Frenzy. We're an acronym. I like that.
Shall I make the motion, or do we need to discuss first?
No. Just a little background.
Sure. So this is we're doing the same thing this time as we did last time. The Fairly Buzzed and our Fall Mountain Wine will be setting up in the same location across the street from the park in the in front of the businesses. They'll be cordoned off again. There will be additional lighting and tents this time.
But Now I'll entertain a motion.
I would like to motion to approve special events permit for Fall Mountain Wine, LLC.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Questions, comments? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And I would like to motion to approve a request to cater permit for Fairly Buzzed, LLC.
I'll second that one also.
Seconded. Questions, comments? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. New business B, phase protection for WWTF, wastewater treatment facility.
Thank you.
A few months ago, we had a phase of electricity go down, which shorted out some very expensive equipment in the wastewater treatment facility. The insurance company is covering most of that, but as a way to prevent that from happening again, Carrie went and got some phase protect quotes to install phase protection on the for our plant. We had two bids, one from Slate Valley for $25,750, and one from Alliance Group for an amount of $29,600. So Slate Valley was the low bid. We're requesting these funds be taken out of the Sewer Capital Improvement Fund. And currently there are $384,666 there. So you have the money to do the project.
Who are you recommending?
We're recommending Slate Valley.
Are they the local one?
Yes, yeah.
That's what I was going to ask. I'd rather go to the local, even if they were a little bit more. But my vote was for Slate Valley.
Yeah, and Slate Valley, he's always done this.
Perfect.
Dan Gray.
It is Dan Gray.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
Yeah, just given the numbers here, I'm curious if either or both of those bids include contingency for overrun on costs, or if they're not.
They don't.
That itemized or involved. Okay.
It's not that itemized.
Okay.
Any other questions, comments? I will entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that we award this to Slate Valley Electric.
I second that.
Questions, comments? We know what we're doing. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Interesting. Okay, item C, a grant for Old School Bagels, the business downtown.
Yeah, so the EDDP voted at their last meeting to move Old School Bagels, the request for Old School Bagels grant application forward to the select board. And now we're asking the select board to approve us to now move this grant to the state. This is state grants this award, but the town, the business doesn't receive the fund, the town's fund. That's why we're going through this process, because the select board handles the money. We've done this in the past with a few businesses, the brewery, for example. I think they got 20 or 25. The soldier got some money to do some work on their building. So, yeah, we're requesting that the board approved this so we can submit this to the state. He's requesting a little more than $5,000 for equipment, oven, fridges, and...
And that comes to us, but then we help them with it. Is that
correct.
How it works?
Correct. He has to actually spend the money, and then we reimburse him. So we don't lay out anything until his portion is complete.
So that requires a motion, a second, for us to do that.
I have a question about the business. Is it okay to ask that, or?
Okay, go ahead.
Is that just like a bagel plate, or do they serve something other than just bagels? I've never heard of
that. To the extent that I know.
See, I've never heard of it. So,
Mr. Workman, Bob Workman, will be opening the business, running it alongside his wife. As I understand, and he currently operates a wholesale bagel business where he sells to a couple of restaurants in the area and distributes in that fashion, and he'll continue to do so while also now operating that space as a bagel shop and cafe, essentially. But in addition to the bagels that he already bakes, He's going to be making additional bread products. He told us what a few of those were when he came to the planning commission for approval for his signage. And, he mentioned, I think he said babka, or maybe I heard about babka through the grapevine. I can't remember. Did he say baklava as well? Baklava. That's interesting. And one aspect of his business that he highlighted was that he uses all organic flour and all organic ingredients.
So it's gluten-free.
Well, not gluten-free, actually. Okay. So when it's organic, it just doesn't use pesticides.
Gotcha.
And, but it's interesting that you mentioned the gluten-free thing because he described his wife. He told us a story about what has kind of inspired the business. And apparently his wife for many years abstained from eating gluten. She removed it from her diet, thinking that she had a sensitivity to gluten. But what they believe they've found is that her sensitivity was actually to a pesticide that's commonly used on wheat. And they, by using organic flour in his baking, he's found that she doesn't have the same discomfort eating bread as she did when they were using non-organic flour. So that's what inspired the organic aspect of the business. Yeah, he seems like a pretty nice guy all around, I would say.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Rose, if you wanted to say something?
So I had a very nice conversation with Bob today. I got a lot of little tidbits. He's going to be we're opening up between 6 and 7 in the morning and going through to 5 o'clock at night. I believe he's going to be closed on Mondays and Tuesdays, like everybody else.
He was still weighing that at the planning commission
meeting,
kind of figuring out the hours, yeah.
And he's going to be having... So along with bagels, different kinds of breads, he will be having breakfast, like egg sandwiches, in the mornings, in the afternoons, what he'll be doing, any different kinds of sandwiches with the homemade breads and stuff. He will be having salads. He'll be having he was describing, like, he'll have a tossed salad and then have where people can buy, like, a package of the homemade, fresh made tuna or chicken salad or something to add to the salads, or like a grilled chicken type thing with the Caesar salad, that sort of stuff. And he will be having sweets, including his, how did he put it? Famous New York style cheesecake.
You say cannolis, I'm sold.
He did not mention cannolis, but he did say brownies, cookies, muffins.
Nice.
Can you remember anything else?
No, I went back in time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was busy. So anyway, it just happened that I had that conversation with him this morning.
Yeah.
So I could spread the word.
His plan was to open November 1st.
The last I talked to him, he was still hoping for November 1st, but I think we might have to be wait a little bit longer.
Thanksgiving and Christmas, perfect.
He actually told us today, October 29th.
Perfect.
So I will entertain a motion to approve the grant. You said $5,000?
A little more than $5,000.
Okay.
I make a motion that we go ahead with the grant for $5,000 for
Old school bagels.
Yes, I was trying. I didn't want to say bagels, but just school bagels.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Any questions? You know what we're doing?
This was an EDC recommendation for revolving loan.
EDDP.
Yeah.
EDDP.
Yeah.
EDDP. I got corrected on
which stands for
that. I don't know, but EDDP.
Stay with confidence.
I wasn't here for conversation, but I'm aware of the.
I can't wait to be
involved. Good.
I'm sorry. Perfect.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
And they also, is this where I can share with them that there's a letter of support?
Yes.
Now that we voted that in, there's a letter of support that we send with the grant that I signed for the board, that we think is a wonderful thing and we should do it. for you. You're good with that?
Should we motion to sign, or is that given?
Okay. Yeah, I would.
Great.
Well, seeing that we bought into it. Okay. Okay, let's move on to loan document signing for the water log. I want to just briefly give us a general.
Sure. This is so the town voted to do the project. It's been bonded already. The state's been slow rolling this for a month. So we finally got the loan documents in place. This is the state, the Vermont State Revolving Loan Fund is the one providing the funds to us. Here I have the loan agreement, a few exhibits that need to be signed on the back, and then the actual certificate. So one, it's Glenn only, and there's paper clip where you'll find location for you guys to sign. So this is only Glenn, but for everybody else, there's a spot for you to go to the paper clip, sign for the board.
So I'll entertain a motion to sign the loan document for the water line that we put in.
I will make a motion to sign the document, the loan documents for the water project.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Seconded by Keith. We know what we're doing. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay.
You're the only one that signs that one. And
fire department.
Their chainsaws work.
If you saw the negative balance in your checkbook, that's because this particular program looks at us like $1.1 million. We'll be requisitioning those funds soon.
What's the status of the project? Pretty well completed other than the paving, patching in here and there.
Yeah, they're pretty much done. They were flushing the line. Yes, yesterday I saw them flushing the line. There's still a little bit to tinker with, but yeah, about that. Other packets of green paper clip on the paper.
Okay.
And the reason I'm not continuing on is I'm running 5-6 minutes ahead of schedule, so that's good.
Should be great.
Good job, Matt.
It has been a busy summer with a lot of good stuff that we've been wanting to happen quite a while has happened. The waterline project, the paving, the stormwater mitigation. It's
the DPW.
We saw the new DPW building and salt shed.
Yeah.
It's been a.
I actually went back and looked
in a year.
I looked back at the Scotch Hill project. I was requisitioning those funds, and we have currently almost $600,000 into that program from what we did last year and what we did this year.
Oh, yeah.
That's not enough.
Oh, my God.
What road is that?
Scotch Hill.
Oh.
It was that bad.
Oh, yeah.
We put in $200,000 worth of culverts and road work last year, and $380,000 this year. It turns into money fast.
That's real money. Okay, why don't we get back to item 9, 2 minutes for public comment. Comment? Yes, Rosie.
So,
I would like to reiterate, because I keep seeing more and more of it, especially now that school's back in session. I think it would be a really, really good idea to, for those of you who are working on the different ordinances, to maybe take the skateboard ordinance and expand it to include electric or non-man-powered vehicles, like the electric scooters and the electric mini bikes or whatever. Because I mean, I just sit there at the office and I just watch, and somebody's going to get really hurt, you know, and I'm really hoping it's not one of my little old ladies or little old men that are trying to get to my office, as these kids are just zipping around and not paying any attention to anybody but themselves. I'm sorry to say it, you know, but that's, I observe it every flipping day. She can attest to it too, because she's right there as well.
I had one do that on the sidewalk down West Street. Just like the other morning, I went to back out and I just, and I was that far from him.
Yeah.
They're not paying attention. They figure they, I don't know, I can't attest to their way of their thinking, but they are endangering other people and property. And I was also wondering, for the food truck frenzy, Joe, you had mentioned about putting lights across the street. I'm not sure what you were talking about there, but I was wondering if the crosswalk signage that we got, is that at all close enough to being able to, maybe we can put those up?
No.
Oh dear.
Work.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Moving on, parking lot. Anything from the board members on the parking lot items?
I don't have anything new specifically to mention about the blighted property ordinance since last meeting, but also given Rosie's comment and sort of what my discussions with VLCT around our ordinances in general have been, I think maybe there's some opportunity to address a few concerns on a few of our ordinances at the same time while we work on this, but more to come, I would say.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good.
I have a question on the blighted property ordinance. Does that consist also of...
it does not currently exist.
Well,
I just wanted to tell you.
Well, what is there an ordinance for, say, somebody pops up a camper in your yard with electricity and, like, moves their kids and their family in and uses it periodically? Because that was on my end of town. That
would be a potential violation of zoning bylaws.
Right. I okay. Had you on your zoning plan. And
okay. I was just curious. It was brought to my attention. I noticed that. So
we've not handled that. But we need to.
Okay. You must know what I'm talking about.
We need to revisit it.
Okay.
Yeah, that needs to be revisited. And because of the way it has to operate now.
Yeah. I mean, there's some rules here. I just, I would be afraid of misspeaking.
Well, it was brought to my attention by, you know,
yep,
taxpayers, and they've seen something, and I says I will inquire about it.
Being worked on, I think we're talking about the same one.
Yeah, up by my end of town, yeah. South side, yes.
Okay. Anything else under parking lot?
We have transfer station operation under parking lot. I don't recall why we added that to the parking lot. Can you refresh my memory if you remember?
So that's been there for a while, and that's mostly to keep me in the house. we've made some changes to the transfer station, but there's always more we can do.
Right.
When there's time. we make new steps, we make new strides, but it's there, it's never ending. Yes. At least not right now.
And in fairness to Joe, too, since we put it there, we have paved the road to transfer station, have put a swap shop in, and where you see the refrigerators and everything else that burn, there's been some things, and it all had to with seeing if we could run more effectively too, and everything. So they're making progress. We're making good progress. You're doing a good job.
While we're talking about it, I'll just remind the public, anyone who might happen to be listening, this Saturday is our hazardous waste collection day at the transfer station.
Household
hazardous waste collection. Good qualifier. From 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 in the afternoon. So please make a point of stopping by.
Good. All right, moving on to board roundtable. Sam, anything?
I have. Joe and I were talking on the phone earlier today, and I made mention of this earlier, that I am keeping my ear to the ground trying to find us a new conference table for this meeting room. I haven't found anything yet. I'm hoping for something free or donated. So again, to the public, anyone who might happen to be watching, if anyone is aware of a conference table or a meeting room table, about 8 feet by 4 feet is what we're looking for. Please do make a point of coming to us and letting us know. You'd have a willing recipient in the town office. And something else. I suppose I wanted to make a request for the future, understanding that every situation is a little bit different. But as with things like the bid for the WWTF work that we're doing and some other items that have come up in the past, whenever I am voting to appropriate money, my preference would always be to have more information than less. So I would just make an appeal to anyone who's bringing something like that before the select board in the future. If we could look at quotes and look at bids, just to have a better sense of what it is we're voting on, I would personally be greatly appreciative. I think we can do that without adding too much work to anybody's plate in the future. And it would certainly make me happy. So, and actually, on that point, I did go through the park over the last week, and I know we haven't put in our pad yet, our walkway, and I just wondered what the status of that was, if anyone did.
No. I haven't got there yet.
Okay.
Probably will be in next spring.
Yeah.
Oh, that might not be till the spring.
I don't see it happening.
Okay.
This fall.
I'll keep my eyes peeled.
Good.
Thanks, Phil.
Good. I'll keep. Anything?
Yeah, I have a couple things. Doing some looking on the Fairhaven website itself. For anybody that wants to move to town or looking into Fairhaven, I noticed that I don't think it's been updated in forever. This asbestos is on there still. Calex, who's no longer here. China City's no longer here. Yorkmont Auto is no longer here. I looked under the auditors as well. The agenda and minutes has been updated since 2023. Sorry, October of 2023. Police Department update on, I know there's either one or two new officers there. Job openings, how many of those jobs are still open? How many are closed? And if I was looking to move to a town and I went to the website and see all these things and get there and realize these businesses aren't there, or vice versa, and just think it should probably be updated on a regular basis. I don't know if this goes back to what Rose talked about, but the crosswalk signs that we mentioned at previous meetings, I came to one and brought it up. I don't know if that's what she was enlisted on, the crosswalks. Two more things. I know last meeting or the meeting before, I mention the stop sign coming this way. I don't know if it's feasible to possibly make that the right of way again, because again, I've almost been hit stop there because there's cars parked here for one thing or another coming into here, and you can't see when you're creeping out because everybody coming this way doesn't stop. And if they don't put their blinker on and you think they're going to go around the park and they go straight towards the school, I'd like to see something better or feasible there other than a stop sign and then the right of way coming at you when there's traffic. You can't see left to pull out to even make a left-hand turn. And the last thing, is there any other businesses that anybody knows of maybe coming in other than the bagel one? Is there anything?
Well, there's a dance studio that's about to open or maybe has just opened.
Is that right beside
Where Finders?
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. And
sorry, it was all at once, but that, it was...
I can't think of anything new except that Fairly Buzzed LLC, who is going to be attending as a vendor at the Food Truck Frenzy, feel like they've made, I had some discussion with her that maybe she's thinking about something in the future, but
is that local?
I think she lives in town. She doesn't have a brick and mortar. She's here, but I know it. I think her gears are turning, but otherwise I haven't heard any rumblings about new businesses.
Well, it's been brought to my attention that was mentioned earlier about the ordinances, particularly the travel trailers set up in people's yards. I think we really need to revisit that ordinance. I know it's set up right now so that the code enforcement officer has to do most of the work on it, and then they have to go to legal and all this stuff. Where if we could update that a little bit more, it's my understanding that it would go a lot smoother and quicker. So we need to revisit that.
Which ordinance is that specifically, say, Rich?
It's part of the
zoning bylaws?
Zoning,
yeah. Okay.
Zoning laws or whatever.
Okay.
I'm not super up to date on it at this point. This is just coming too light this year for me. But this seems to be something that's happening across the country, and it's moving into our area somewhat now.
Yep.
So, okay. That's all I have.
Okay.
Just a reminder to folks, really a call to action to pick up after yourself around town. Erica posted on social media about the ball field and playground area having quite a bit of trash left behind, despite the fact that there are a good number of trash cans readily available. So I think, you know, if we all take part in picking up after ourselves, we're going to have certainly a more attractive place to invite folks into. As far as the website, I know at one point the EDDP was interested in revisiting the list of businesses, and there was talk about the website as well. I wasn't at the last EDDP meeting, but I would imagine it's on other people's minds as well, myself.
It was just something I noticed, yeah. And I went through and see, well, this one isn't here, this one isn't here. And those are the three that popped out at me that says, well, maybe we should look into this, you know, make sure everything's up to date. So if somebody does want to visit or move the town, they know what's here and what's not here.
Mm-hmm. Outside of that,
I forgot. I have one more kudos to throw out, if there's time for it. I was attending Efficiency Vermont's Best Practices Exchange Conference in Killington last week. Our own Wayne Charlton, our captain of the Volunteer Fire Department, was awarded and recognized for some work that he did at the Rutland Regional Medical Center, where I believe he's an HVAC tech. project that he worked on over, I think, more than a year that found great efficiency and cost savings for the facility. And they gave him some recognition at that conference. And I thought it would be nice to recognize him here as well for his hard work, both at the hospital and on our fire department as well.
Go
away.
Anything else? No. No complaints. I just want to, on that same vein, we have people that are volunteering, like the work, I don't want to embarrass Rich, but the work you do with our DPW and our salt shed, the folks that are working with Food Truck Frenzy, the people like Rick Wilson is helping us upstairs, and I'm sure I'm going to be missing him. That's a pretty cool thing that's going on right now is the number of people that are saying, how can I help out? And doing things that we don't always see, but they're folks doing some very good stuff. So we thank them. Okay, moving on, financial reports.
I'll make a motion to approve and pay the warrant.
Wait a minute. Where are you?
General warrant.
Okay, go.
General warrants, $123,731.58.
I will approve that warrant.
Second?
I will second that warrant.
Okay. Any questions? All those in favor? Aye.
I'll make a motion to approve the payroll warrant of $41,167.48.
Keith is going to second that.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
And
that one, did you?
Checkbook sits at negative $348.55, and we are owed some monies that we are anticipating soon.
We made some big payments and money's still coming in. Good.
I'll make a motion to go into executive session under 1 VSA 313A1 attorney communications.
I will second the motion to go into executive session.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Now we've come out of executive session with no decision made. I'll entertain the motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I make the motion to accept that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Now we can. We got a live mic.